South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady joins us now to talk about some of the other issues local voters are also thinking about this election season. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Thalicia, I want to start off with health care. We've been talking with voters across the state, and that seems to be the most urgent issue for a lot of people. What are you hearing from people about their insurance and how health care is playing into this primary contest?
I definitely agree. You know, since covering the South Carolina leg of this 2020 race, I've talked with a lot of people. And when I asked them, what's your number one concern? Always, it was health care, especially early on in this process. There are two conversations I had with voters this past summer that's really stuck with me during this process. I spoke with an African-American man, registered Democrat, living in a rural part of South Carolina, Warrensville, South Carolina, in Aiken County. And then I spoke with a Caucasian man, registered Republican, who lives in Chapin in Lexington County. They were both at the Clyburn Fish Fry this past summer. And so we'll start with our Chapin resident. He was at the fish fry with his two children, and he said that he was there, registered Republican, was there for hope. And he mentioned that he felt that our health care system was a disaster and that people were working longer because they needed coverage. But because people were working longer, they weren't freeing up jobs for younger people like his children that were there, and they were concerned about that. And so now we kind of skip over to our rural resident from Aiken County, and he was in a wheelchair connected to a breathing tank, so visibly in need of medical care. Before arriving at the fish fry, he had just came back from a conversation with Kamala Harris. She was talking with people about access and transportation to hospitals for people living with HIV and AIDS and who have that barrier. They can't easily get there because, in part, they live in a rural part of the state. And so this guy shares with me that had he not been a veteran, he would be, and I'm using his words, messed up. Mm-hmm. And then he also shared that some of his friends who have passed on already were not as fortunate as he was, and those barriers kept them from living and maintaining their health, and they eventually expired. Mm-hmm. Those two conversations really do stick with me because they focus on the smaller subtopics within the larger topic of healthcare and how it impacts different people throughout the state. Yeah. And there are other conversations as well. When talking with people here in Richland County, there's a zip code. There's an area where there is the it's one of the areas that leads in diabetes related amputations because people don't have the health care. They don't have the means to continue seeing their doctor to learn how they can maintain their health.
In fact, here in South Carolina, there's a high percentage of folks who are underinsured or have no health insurance at all. They don't have access to private health insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, and with that, a lot of folks who are working part-time jobs or jobs where they're not making minimum wage. We actually met some folks who say that this should be a topic worth prioritizing. One person we spoke with works at a McDonald's and is striking for higher minimum wage. Let's listen.
My name is Deja Davis. I was born and raised in Charleston. I'm 19 years old. I work at McDonald's, 230 Spring Street. I'm a cashier. It's a struggle. We have to have, if it wasn't for a little government assistance, we wouldn't have clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, our roof over our head. I have a big responsibility, and I'm helping my mom pay her bills too. And we both work at fast food restaurants. Living check to check is a very big struggle for us.
Thalicia, this is all interconnected.
Absolutely.
We're talking about health insurance being underinsured and then people fighting for minimum wage. What are you hearing about this minimum wage fight?
The exact same story. Not that long ago, there was a rally at the State House here in Columbia, and I spoke with residents, voters, and minimum wage workers there. And it's like the story is like the clip we just heard came from the person I talked to months ago at the State House. It's the same story. Like health care, this minimum wage conversation, raising the minimum wage, is another big topic that you hear on the ground. But unlike health care, is not really, you don't really hear it too much, especially on the national scene or being covered in the news a lot. But what we do know is that here in South Carolina, minimum wage is just $7.25 an hour, and that was mandated by the federal government back in 2008. And if you did the math, Tanya, you know, working 40 hours a week, all 52 weeks of the year at $725 an hour. That's $15,000. That's before taxes. And so, just like you said, it's all connected. That's a little bit of money, and people have to pay their rent or pay their mortgage or buy medicine or put gas in their vehicles to drive, especially if they're in a rural area, to drive longer distances. We talked about healthcare. I'm sure your listeners know that, you know, South Carolina is one of the states that have seen rural hospital closures four in the state. Mm-hmm. So, again, creating that barrier, increasing, stretching that distance for people to get to medical help. So it's, again, you hear the stories over and over again, and they're all connected.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the races. We've been talking a lot about the presidential contest, but I want to look down the ballot now at Senator Lindsey Graham. He's a three-term senator and staunch Trump supporter. He's being challenged by Democrat Jamie Harrison. And Harrison looks like the inevitable primary winner. He has some substantial momentum. But how much of a chance does he have against Graham, who has big name recognition mm-hmm. and support in this state?
You know, I think we can answer questions like that now with the phrase, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, right?
And I say that because over the past few years, we have seen just about anything happen in this political climate. And so I really do see that. I don't know. What we do know is that South Carolina is a red state, a very red state. Lindsey Graham has big name recognition. He's been in office for a really long time. But like you said, Jamie Harrison, he is really hitting the ground. He has great support. And also, you know, he's been hitting social media really, really well, getting his name out there.
That's South Carolina Public Radio, Thalicia Eady. So nice talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.